Catherine was only 12 years old when Richard Umbrio snatched her off the street. I used to be a cop, you know. Worked homicide in Baltimore. No matter how many cases you've seen, child kidnappings are the worst. Here's this poor girl just walking home from school. Next thing she knows, she's being yanked into a car, probably screaming at the top of her lungs, but nobody hearing a thing. And Richard wasn't a small guy. Not one of those sissy-looking child molesters you often see. The type who have to victimize children because they obviously couldn't handle anyone their own size. No, at the tender age of 20, Richard Umbrio was 6'4", weighed 220 pounds. His neighbors were already in the habit of crossing to the other side of the street just so they didn't have to make eye contact with him. Catherine, on the other hand, probably weighed 80 pounds. What was a little girl like her gonna do against a guy like him? Let me be the first to say, there isn't a hell big enough for some of the assholes we have walking here on Earth. Richard took her out to the woods not far from his house. Set her up underground where he could visit her as much as he liked, and no one would hear a thing. She got a coffee can to use as a toilet, a jug of water and a loaf of bread, that was it. No flashlight, no cot, no blanket to keep her warm. He kept her down there like an animal, and then for nearly a month, he did to her whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. You have to wonder what that level of systematic abuse does to a child. And you have to wonder how she must have felt, left alone in the dark for long periods of time, then to finally have companionship in the form of a serial rapist. Makes you mad just to think about it, doesn't it? Bobby still didn't reply, but his jaw had gone tight and his hands were fisted at his sides. He had a feeling Harris hadn't gotten to the bad part yet. This was merely foreplay. Harris was still warming up. Maybe Catherine got lucky when she was found, the investigator said now. Or maybe not. How does a person really recover from something like that? Is it ever possible for a girl to put all that behind her, to return to normal? Harris waited a heartbeat, then he announced. Catherine stopped sleeping the minute Nathan was born. Jimmy would find her pacing the house frantically turning on lights. He'd bring her to bed, she'd spring out the other side. He'd turn off lights, she'd hunt them down again, including the one in the oven. And it wasn't just her strange compulsions. When she went to pick Nathan up, she'd hold him stiffly away from her body. The more the baby screamed, the more she carried him around like a soup can she didn't know where to set down. The third day, Jimmy found her standing over the crib holding a pillow. When Jimmy asked her what she was doing, she said Nathan had told her he was tired and needed to sleep. Jimmy called his parents, panicked. The Gagnons agreed he shouldn't leave Nathan alone with Catherine anymore, and they went to work finding a nanny.